Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at Dish, who bring you the Tailgater Pro. Take your TV outdoors with the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna, which lets you watch live news, sports, entertainment in HD anywhere in the continental United States. So whatever you're doing outdoors, it's TV as flexible as your travel plans. Visit dishoutdoors.com for more and stay tuned for an offer coming up on today's show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of September 12th, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are, the News AF team, here to get you through the week of news, to talk about everything that's going on. First, a man who is on top of all of the latest technological apps out there, Twitch, Discord, you name it, our tech correspondent, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. If anybody knows how to properly use Discord, please contact me and set up some type of tutorial. A lot of people know exactly how to use it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe so. Also, we did hit the jackpot with that theme song, right?
Yes, Ryan Elder.
Why? I listen to a lot of podcasts, and we've got the best theme song.
It's a really good theme song, and it's nice and short, like a little jingle. Really.
Yeah, you can hear the jingle and know exactly what we're about.
You can hear the joy in the jingle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A man full of joy also, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm a beaming ray of sunshine.
I thought you were going to say I'm a
light
B+.
Where there is darkness. A B plus, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I'll take that.
That's a good Danny sound clip that we need. I'm a beaming ray of sunshine.
Should we do it again where I'm not talking over him?
We could do it anytime. I'll just send you guys,
voice clips.
Uplifting voice clips throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob.
Yes.
It was Nicole's birthday?
On Monday, yeah.
And then you went to Legoland and it was a ghost town?
We went to Legoland and then it was Nicole's birthday. And it was a ghost town, yes.
No lines, Danny. Zero lines.
I bet everything was just as sticky.
No, we've had good luck with, we like to go to the theme parks. Early September is usually a dead zone at these.
Not anymore. It's not, bro. You just gave out the secret. Yeah.
Yep. Rosh Hashanah. That's a good day to go to the theme park. I've done Disneyland on a Yom Kippur. I just feel like that's a good. It's,
is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
One of my Yom Kippur? I think
it just barely happened.
I think Rosh Hashanah happened.
That happened.
I think that's coming up next.
Okay, and that's when you hit it hard.
Yeah, I mean it just tends to be a good. A lot of people are observing the holiday,
and they just started school.
Yeah,
it was Monday, Rob.
You know, kids are off from school, but not a lot of parents are off. So that's boom, boom, boom.
That's incredible.
Very few.
So Tyson, just so you know, Yom Kippur is the 19th, so a week from today. If you want to get out there,
yeah,
Yom Kippur the week. Okay, are you going to go, Danny?
Never, ever,
never,
ever. No, I've been poisoning my kids against Disneyland for years.
It sounds like this is going to actually backfire on you when they're like 40 and they're like, we actually love Disneyland. We're not changing your diapers anymore, Dad. See ya.
That's fine. That's fine. That's why you're here, Tyson.
To change your diapers?
To change those diapers, yeah.
Okay, well...
Danny, what sort of propaganda do you use against the big theme parks?
Every time Disneyland is brought up, I just disparage it as hard as I can. Oh, the lines are long. It's super crowded. It's sticky. Do you guys know how much a ticket costs? You guys will never be able to afford a ticket. You're too little. You don't have a job.
Okay, all of it. You don't even be like, keep your room clean for a month, like giving them an impossible task like my dad and mom used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that for other things. So right now, I've got to deal with my kids. If they don't complain about school, I'll buy them any car they want. And it's such a safe bet because they are going to complain. So far, my 6-year-old who just started kindergarten has not complained. about school.
Ollie might actually be the one that gets the car.
Could.
He's going to get, what, a Lambo at 16?
Yeah, he wants a race car. He has no idea what that means, but right now he's gunning for a race car.
Okay.
So cool.
And they have to just not complain.
For up until they graduate high school, never complain about going.
So,
and then I'll probably add things on, like can't complain about homework.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I just do whatever I have to break the bet.
Okay. But if the, let's say, because I think Ollie actually is your kid that could perhaps make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he could. Definitely.
Do you have like a plan B? Like, have you been showing them pictures of like Ford Probes, 1989 Ford Probes or something? Be like, this is the fastest race car on the planet.
No, but that actually is a good idea.
Yeah, I think you need
like
to start
that.
You got to start that early too. Like, just be like, this is the nostalgic race car.
Inception
so awesome.
The heck out of like him when he's asleep.
Yes, his perception then, of what a race car is.
Yeah, what race car is? Get a Ford, some kind of Ford. There's fast, cheap cars, so that's what I'm gunning for.
Yeah, but I bet
he's not going to make
it. He's going to want expensive. I want to pick your brains real quick, guys, before we get into the news here.
Okay.
So I had somebody from 20 years ago friend me on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I almost didn't, except for we had a mutual friend mm-hmm. that kind of did the same thing like a few years ago. And I was like, oh, okay, it was fine. Like, we just caught up for a second and then that was it. And so I accepted the friend request.
Big mistake.
I was 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He messaged me a couple times. Oh, hey, how's it going? Here's a picture of my family. Things are going great.
Laying the groundwork for a request,
multi-level,
I'm guessing.
Marketing pitch?
Yep. What is this?
I need $100,000.
Ah, there it is. Boom.
From me.
Now,
yeah.
Did he want you to contribute to some sort of a crowdfunding or you personally?
Me personally. He's in debt $100,000 for schooling stuff for his child,
mm-hmm.
who is going to some school. So he was pretty vague on it. So I mm-hmm. was like, this is some type of scam. But still, it was yep. like, because, you know, sometimes you have friends who already exist on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Who are like, all of a sudden, they're just like not themselves asking for money.
$100K yeah. student loan.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They were like, just like, our kids are in school and we have to pay this
like
by
it's
a certain date.
I get it if it's
maybe
like
their
a
arms are getting broken.
Bill
I don't
or
know.
Something like that. But
well, they
let me tell you,
wouldn't tell me at first. And then he was just like, oh, my kids are in school. We got to pay their tuition. But I don't know mm-hmm. what's going on.
If he's like, I want dick augmentation, I'd be more prone to giving him the money.
So, but
like,
now I'm like
random
in the
stories
like,
about kids stuff.
And it's like, if he really, really needs help, like if he's, I don't know enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to, and anything he tells me, I'm not going to believe 100%.
Yeah.
And
what you say
he,
is,
and then
I'll
he's,
start a.
He's just like, I'm going to, just any amount will help. Any amount will help. And I was like, you know, I just had a baby. That was the other thing. I was like, you didn't really give two shits about any of the stuff going on in my life. You just like wanted to like get in and ask, have your request.
Mm-hmm.
So
Patty Joe in the chat says, I wouldn't give my own family $100,000.
Yeah.
No, I don't have $100,000 to give. That's for sure.
Right.
What you should do is just offer to start a GoFundMe and be like, look, this person raised $70,000 for a potato salad. I'm sure your story is far more weepy than that. We should be able to at least get you $5 to $10.
That's a good point. I mean, but here's the thing is I'm thinking if I send something like that, he'll be like, okay, can you set that up for me? Like, I'm going to get roped in.
But setting that up is easier than giving him $100,000.
Yeah, but I'm just waiting until I can just unfriend him and block him.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
But, like, out of just right immediately, should I do that? Or should I wait until... Because right now I've been ignoring. He's been sending messages that have been going, like, 20, 30, 40 messages long before I even respond once.
I know what to do, Tyson. I know what to
maybe
do.
Maybe he got hacked.
No, that's what I'm saying, because he wouldn't have gotten hacked, because how would he have known to friend me out of everybody,
maybe
a guy he knew
hostage.
From 20 years ago? Maybe.
Tyson,
no, that could be for
send him a
real.
Message. Are you ready for 1,000% return on investment?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great, exciting opportunity
yeah, but I don't
to get
scam
on the ground
him,
level
I don't know
of
for
a
sure
floor.
If he's scamming me.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying, if you scam the scammer and you make your scam more ridiculous, that'll probably get rid of him. If you just hound him endlessly with like weird MLM stuff.
Yeah, you're going to request him to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
When can I block this guy?
Right now.
I think so.
Okay. I was just going to wait.
Why drag it out? Tyson, why drag it out? Even if you gave him, no matter what you did, let's say he really needs some money.
Well, I was thinking, send him $100 through Facebook Messenger.
Nope. He's going to resent you even if you gave him $100 to $100,000. People who take money always hate the people that give it.
Okay.
And it's never enough. And so it's better to say no, because that amount of hatred is the same amount you're going to get. Even if you gave him $100,000, they will always resent you.
I'm never
going to
see this person ever again in my life, ever.
Exactly.
Zero, maybe 0.01% chance I'm even going to bump into them. Like, they moved across country. I don't know, I don't know enough about them, and they don't know enough about me to know where we're at right now.
Yeah, well, you're not anywhere. You're not even a relationship, so saying no should be easy.
No, it is, except for that he keeps begging and begging and begging.
Yeah, the just ignore.
Yeah, and it's actually making it easier. The harder he begs, the easier I'm just like, okay, this is definitely a scam, because he's like, I need it by the end of this month. So I was just waiting till the end of the month seeing...
What is going on that he needs $100,000 for kids' school by the end of the month? Like, what school is he going to?
I don't know. That's the thing. He won't answer any of that stuff anymore.
I don't know.
Yep. Send me proof of life. A picture of yourself and your kids next to today's newspaper, just to make sure.
But then they do, and then what? Now I send the money? No, I don't have that money.
Then block him.
I could send the money that I don't have, which would then get rejected, but it would look like $100,000 for half a second.
You tried.
Yeah, I tried. I didn't have enough.
You want to check?
Yeah. Well, isn't that only like $25 to bounce a check?
Yeah, the reaction would be priceless.
All you want is for him to record it on video when he tries to go and cash it.
Just go live on Periscope.
Hey,
okay.
Let me go with you to the bank that day. Okay. Let's get to some of these news stories.
Yeah. Sorry to bore you.
A lot of stuff to get to here. This morning, a huge story out of Philadelphia. I know we got a lot of listeners in the Philadelphia area. There was a robbery. Danny.
A robbery.
A robbery. A heist.
Let's call it a heist.
7,000 like venomous spiders, scorpions, and other insects have been stolen from a Philadelphia insectarium.
Okay. First thought, how are you stealing these things? Mm. Like, you putting them in your pockets, and like over a period of weeks, you're just slowly stealing more and more. How you carry them out. You put them in a grocery bag.
Yeah, you could.
7,000 of these things.
I think they were stealing handfuls of them at a time, but I think you could put them in little jars or little Tupperwares or something.
Okay, but that's a lot of space. Like, where are you getting all these jars and Tupperwares? Where are you storing them? 7,000 venomous spiders, scorpions, and creepy crawlers.
But maybe
that's
it was
a lot
like
of
a
Tupperware.
Scorpion with like 50 baby scorpions on its back. That counts as 51.
Yeah. Mm, or maybe it's like a spider that laid eggs right after it got stolen.
Yeah. 7,000 is a lot, Danny, when you actually... Because at first I was like, okay, but over what time period? Because I can see like me going in with a lunchbox and getting like 5 to 10 animals out at a time, but still 7,000 divided by 10, that's 40 million.
Mm-hmm. The terrifying thing is, if you do use Tupperware, don't mix that up with your everyday Tupperware that you use to take to work to eat. I mean, you can't have a poisonous scorpion in your everyday Tupperware.
Well, why can't you? It looks like they just handle them willy-nilly in these pictures.
Mm-hmm. It does. This guy, he's the CEO in the picture, and he's got them crawling all over him, but he doesn't have a poisonous scorpion on him.
Yeah.
Well, dude, look at how cool I look.
Why, with the sun on your face?
Yeah, just one sliver of light on my eyeball.
And
anyways,
angelic.
Back to the story at hand.
Yes.
Go on.
Man, would you, I don't know. Like, these things intrigue me. Like, not the heist and everything, but these types of animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would. I would maybe buy one or two, but I don't think I'd buy them from the black market like this.
Yeah. Unless you're using them maybe you're milking their venom to
scorpion venom, the
ED.
Most expensive venom per gallon.
Yeah.
But
and you're using it to cure your erectile dysfunction. That's priceless.
Wait, so you're saying that scorpion venom fixes ED?
I don't know. I'm sure that they think that in China.
But you think if I tried using scorpion venom, it would fix ED?
It might, a direct injection.
So you're
just
saying
give
that
it a
I
shot.
Would,
you have scorpions all over, Tyson. You
I know.
Get this
I've only found one in my
free.
House since we've lived here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you know the price, I mean, they said the value of these creatures is
$50,000. Yeah, $50,000 is the street value of these 7,000 missing insects.
Yeah, but it took them 7 years to get them out, so that's only like less than $10,000 a year.
Yeah. Now,
that's still sweet.
The surveillance system is telling us that, predictably, this could be an inside job, Danny. Five workers were caught on surveillance as they stole part of the collection.
So even after they have it on video, they're saying this could be an inside job?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they know it's an inside
job. Yeah, it sounds like there's definite proof that this is an inside job.
Yeah. But it seems like that they have not been able to recover the insects.
Hmm. Here's another great part of the story. They were unable to say whether the individuals would be fired. So it sounds like they're not even fired yet.
To be honest, it's difficult to find people that want to come in and work at the Philadelphia Insectarium. You know, it's
I'd
not
work
like
there.
People are lining up.
I'd work there in a
Tyson
heartbeat.
Would work
but
there.
I wouldn't touch the creatures like this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let them crawl all over you like in the picture?
Maybe that's on my exciting. Shirt if they promised that it wouldn't touch my skin.
Hmm.
No promises, Tyson.
Okay. Now, here's where this story ends up coming full circle with what we're talking about. So,
okay.
The Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion to recoup the losses from the $50,000 street value of the 7,000 insects stolen has started a GoFundMe page looking
for
$50,000 so that they can buy back the insects that
from
were
from the black
stolen.
Market.
Danny, isn't this kind of crazy that this was an inside job and now they're collecting money to buy the bugs?
I'd like to see the paperwork that actually says these were $50,000 worth of insects.
Do you smell any foul play from the CEO?
He looks shifty. Look at him with his clean haircut and collared shirt.
Almost.
Is that the CEO
almost,
of this guy?
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the guy in the blue shirt.
Yeah, almost too trustworthy.
Right? You're like, oh, I could lend this guy $50.
Oh, yeah, this guy
no
didn't
way.
Have anything to do with the heist.
Looks
Let's
like
give him 50
a young,
grand.
Aris Bushkauskas.
Hmm. Does
if
it?
If you can handle a spider
faux-hawk.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust anyone who holds a tarantula like that. Sorry, that's just too evil. That's like the image of every evil person you could ever think of. They've always got like a snake wrapped around them or spiders crawling all
over. Or a hairless cat in their lap.
Yeah. It just seems like that they know it was an inside job. They can't find their own employees that stole the bugs and they need to raise the money to buy
the
bugs.
That's stupid. They have them on surveillance. There's five of them. Arrest them.
Who else
press charges.
These bugs?
Well, that's the thing is like there could be collectors or something that were like in contact with the employees. But the thing is the employees were definitely part of it. They have it on video.
Here's another interesting thing. While checking the back room, the CEO saw two employees' work shirts hung from the wall with knives. That sounds like a staged, dramatic touch that somebody would do when trying, like, you know, when you like pretend someone broke into your house, you like smash a vase. It like, that seems like someone's just trying to be dramatic.
Yeah.
Wait, they hung the employee's shirts with knives from the wall?
Knives, Tyson. They stabbed the knives into the wall with the shirt in between the knives.
So here's the photo that was found with knives hanging up two of the.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying.
Employee shirts.
Yep.
Terrified.
Give me $50,000. That's like a threat right there.
Well, how much has their GoFundMe raised so far?
$8,000. And they won't even say if the employees in question are going to be terminated. So it seems like inside job, employees at the insectarium took the insects. They took them to their house. They won't fire them. They say, oh, we're out $50,000. Now they raise $50,000. And then they're going to buy the insects back from themselves.
You think
plus the money
buy them
they're
back
making
from themselves, or do you think they're going to buy new ones?
They're going to buy new ones, plus the money they're making from milking Venom.
Why would they buy new ones?
They can't find all the old ones.
Now you have an extra tarantula, an extra scorpion, an extra millipede.
Guys, no. They're going to say they bought new ones. They're going to bring all the old ones back. Then they take that $50,000 and pay their taxes, which they haven't paid for like probably 3 years.
They're going to pay taxes with the stolen money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not the stolen money.
The money, they didn't steal the GoFundMe money. Well, people are voluntarily giving that money up.
They stole the bugs and then sold the bugs back to the museum that they stole them from.
They're not even going to sell them. They're just going to bring them back. It is. It's a great crime. And people are willingly giving money back to these people.
Yeah. All right. We need somebody to go in and check out the Philadelphia Insectarium. Any of our Philadelphia listeners want to go in and ask some of these tough questions.
Maybe get a job there.
Yeah.
Look at that street view.
It's not impressive.
No, that does not look like an insectarium. I don't know what I should expect it to look like.
An insectarium, just not necessarily the kind that would be an exhibit.
Looks like the kind that's like, what is that building, an insectarium? And they're like, if you mean condemned because termites have ravaged it, yes, it is. It does house a lot, and there's lots of cockroaches in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So... interesting story coming out of with our friends in Philadelphia.
Lots of questions, though. Lots and lots of questions.
I think if we have any
answers.
Yeah. Yep. If we have anybody from Philadelphia, they need to go get a job. And then the other employees just be like, I'd totally be into stealing these and selling these for money. And just keep putting it out there until get into the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. We've got some more mysteries today to talk about.
Oh, no. Okay. So you're saying that the whole rest of the day, my brain's just going to be on overdrive trying to solve these things.
Yeah. We have this woman who is a woman who wrote an essay a couple of years ago about how to murder your husband. She is, ironically or coincidentally, now being charged with murdering her husband, Danny.
Okay, by the way, you bypass some very important information that she's also the writer of sensuous mysteries such as Hell on the Heart, The Wrong Husband, and other books. So she's an accomplished writer, all right?
Is her, she's definitely top tier.
Do we have a picture of the covers of her books? I'd love to see those.
Let me see if I can bring those up. Let me see. Should I go on Amazon?
I don't know, bro. Yeah. You might be implicated in all this shit that's going down now.
The Wrong Husband. If you were her husband, right?
She's writing books like, I hate my husband. A love story.
The Wrong Husband. That's basically just right there. Just
having affairs when your husband is at work, unbeknownst to him. Yeah. That's my third title.
Nancy the Stranger. L. Crampton Brophy is the suspect. Is that her author name?
Probably.
Let's just go with it. Nancy Crampton. Her book sales are probably going to go through the roof.
Oh, dude. Right, and she won't even be able to reap any of the benefits.
Yeah, she'll be able to buy cigarettes in prison.
With
right?
what?
Can you do that?
You don't get money in prison, do you?
You
I don't know how
money?
Prison
you
works.
Even...
We need one of our listeners to get arrested in prison, federal prison, and let us know how the money system works in there.
Yeah, I'm sure that we can find that information.
Lots of details I don't want to know about how you earn money in there.
But what is money? Is money the same? Do you get cash? Do you get a bank account that you have access to? No.
Do you only get money if you stamp license plates? That's what I've always
Can you take your
thought.
Square reader in there?
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah, scan some
credit
cards.
Okay, do you have any of her books up?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something that's not going to play a video.
That's going to be tricky. Here's the thing, too, though, with that.
Here's one of her book titles. Wrong Husband. That guy's pretty jacked. That dude is jacked.
Yeah.
That must be the right husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder who he is in the book.
There's the wrong husband right there.
Whoa, what's he holding? Is he holding a cock?
A what?
Is he holding a cock in his arms?
A big red thing?
Yeah.
What is that? I think it's an eggplant.
Oh, I can't tell.
Oh, it is a cock. It's a rooster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
The Wrong Husband.
I think that...
Well, that is the... that was Mr. Crampton Brophy.
Yeah.
Deceased.
No longer is with us.
No longer was with us. Or Mr. Daniel Brophy, who was shot, and his wife is now the main suspect in the murder investigation. Now, Danny, do we know in her essay, did she write exactly what the method she would do to if she was going to kill her husband?
I don't know. I haven't read the essay. It's a very old essay, though. Mm.
What's interesting about it is that I'm not going to subscribe to any of her work if she's like claiming to write how to kill a husband and then can't even get away with it.
The essay was 27 years ago, Tyson. When
hundreds of thousands of unsolved mysteries and unsolved murders going on all the time.
27 years ago, yeah, but they didn't you could get away with a lot more.
Back then.
So she just was like, and then just jizz all over the body because there's no way they could record that.
She definitely did not. You are putting back words then in her mouth, sir.
Just DNA all over everything. Mm-hmm. That's how they used to do it back then because they didn't know that forensic science is going to have all this.
Yeah, here are some of the other Nancy Brophy titles available on Amazon. The Wrong Cop, Wrong Never Felt So Right, Book 3. Okay.
The Wrong Cop? The Wrong what?
Yeah.
Cop, like policeman?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, got it.
Wrong
okay.
Cop.
Then keep then going.
A Girl Most Likely To. Not sure what that one is about.
Whoa, she likes the... Look at that picture.
Yeah.
Very sensual. Yes.
Very sensual.
Well, she writes these romantic thrillers. Then she also wrote a book about writing a book, plotting your story arc workbook for fiction writers.
Wait, I want to go back to the Wrong Brother.
Look at the star review on that.
The Wrong Brother?
Which one?
I want to see the star reviews on these things. Where are they on her book?
There are 4 and 5 stars.
Wow. She's got a lot of star ratings.
But it's like it's like Yelp in Arizona. It's like there's only a certain demographic that even is here. And so it's like 90-year-old plus. And I don't know how they work Yelp.
The kind of person that's looking for a $3.99 Kindle romance
erotica.
Novel,
yeah, then you're giving this thing a 5 stars.
This is for you. But if you were a book critic, maybe you wouldn't give it that many stars.
I'm guessing that stars, Amazon stars, aren't enough to make your marriage a happy one.
No. Well, we don't know if her husband reviewed any of these books. Or maybe.
So you're saying that maybe she was justified in the murder?
We don't know. We don't know a lot about
it. I only got 1 star on The Wrong Brother.
Yeah.
What I do know is the best picture I've seen attached to her life is the one of her husband. That should have been the cover of a book. Him holding that rooster is the strangest picture I've seen in a long
Brophy
time.
Nancy Brophy with The Wrong at, Rooster.
Look at that picture. I love it. That guy's a baller.
It is pretty
majestic. He said in the interview that he knew what he wanted in life, and I got to be honest, that picture is definitely of a man.
It looks like he's holding
a
beer and a rooster.
A beer and a rooster.
Well, what's in his left hand?
That's what I'm saying. That's a beer, right?
Mm-hmm. Or he's giving a thumbs up. Like
And he's got an extra long thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, super long thumb.
Now, is it possible that she is being framed for this murder, Tyson?
It could be possible. And, I mean, based on her writing history, seems like the perpetrator could get away with it, too.
Okay. Well, this is now, she is the subject of a great murder mystery, and we'll see if we have any
mystery for the ages
on this story. This is another really interesting story involving an attempted murder and animals.
Is this one going to give us some closure at least? Because the other two, now my cogs are just a turning.
Like, I think this one's more of a
open and
case,
shut case.
An open and shut case. Because we need to introduce us to a new News AF character, which may join the pantheon of our great News AF characters.
Look at that hair.
His name is Joe Exotic. And Joe Exotic is...
And that's his God-given name. He didn't change his name. That's the name that his parents gave him. Go on, Rob.
Joe Exotic is a Florida zookeeper who is being charged with allegedly trying to hire a hitman to bump off the woman who owned the zoo that he worked at. Here is a picture of Joe Exotic, Tyson.
Look at that.
Strapping young man.
Yeah.
Now that's the wrong husband right there.
Are you sure? Because that looks more like a cover of a book. If that dude had 6-pack abs,
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got a great name for a book.
Yeah. Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
Before we get to Joe Exotic and his attempt to hire a hitman to murder Carol Baskin, who is the founder of the Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, there's some stuff that we should learn about Joe Exotic. Number one, he has a YouTube channel called Joe Exotic TV. And Joe Exotic was a 2016 candidate for president of the United States.
I do remember this now. I do remember him.
It says he ran for Oklahoma governor.
Yes, and I actually have from his YouTube channel. Would you like to hear Joe Exotic's, one of his campaign spots?
I've seen this already, dude.
For governor.
But I want to watch
it again.
Well, yeah,
it was on John Oliver.
Oh, that's where it was. That's
tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see it.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Okay. Joe Exotic.
Listen up, gang. This is going to be a political race like you've never seen before. Sure, politics and budget's a very important thing that I plan on taking care of. But the message that I'm going to get across in this campaign is we all have to get along. Love and respect each other. Be proud of who you are and what you do in life. Don't let somebody ever take that away from you. And if you learn anything through this show at all, that's the message that I want to get.
But not guilty.
Stayed on track, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure and get on www.joeexoticforgovernor.com.
What happened to Joe?
Not guilty. Do you hear the love in this guy's heart?
It was hard to make out what he was saying, but yeah, I felt it, Tyson.
Yeah. Let me just describe Joe Exotic to any of our listeners who are listening to the podcast version. Joe Exotic has a, we say a handlebar mustache, Danny?
Yeah. I'll accept that.
Handlebar mustache, which appears to be sort of a light brown in color, but he has a blonde mullet.
Bleached blonde.
Bleached blonde mullet.
Yeah, frumpy but the roots mullet. Are definitely darking. Like you're
dark
seeing
roots,
dark on the side.
Yeah, frosted frosted tips, but yes. Like long tips.
He wears a baseball cap in almost every picture I've seen of him.
Which means he's probably balding.
Yes, he has at least 5 hoop earrings in each ear.
Baller status.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, none of these things, except for the murder charge, exclude you from becoming president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
so
not even the neck tattoos.
Joe Exotic, in addition to the 2016 presidential election, was also part of the... what year did he run for governor of Florida? 2017?
Yeah, it doesn't say what year, but does it really matter, does it?
I'm sorry. I believe he's running for governor of Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exotic ran for Oklahoma governor and came in third in the state's libertarian primary.
Our friend John Tinkham in the Twitch chat says, can we just go ahead and assume he wears a fanny pack all the time?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That is a safe assumption.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Great observation, by the way.
Yeah. Joe Exotic has 57,000 YouTube followers.
Wow.
How is he monetizing his shit way better than us?
He also appears to be in some wrestling. He seems involved with tigers, wrestling, murder, and politics. Really, the big four.
Man, if he's trying to make us jealous, it worked.
the golden square of entertainment.
What do they call it when you get all of those awards
at
one time? EGOTs. The EGOT of society.
Now, is he wrestling humans or is he wrestling big cats?
Both. Everything.
You know, he wrestles humans. I think that he is a tiger keeper. And so I think what ultimately ended up happening is that he is butted heads with the woman, Carol, who ran the Big Cat Sanctuary.
Rescue.
It seems like, that Mr. Joe Exotic was somehow trying to facilitate people getting tigers through certain underhanded methods, with all due respect.
Why would anybody want a tiger?
She accused him of mistreatment as well, animal mistreatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he accused her back of animal mistreatment, which is the best argument if somebody's like, hey, you're mistreating animals. No, you're the one that is. You're the one that's mistreating the animals.
It's the earliest arguing technique you can learn.
Yeah.
You learn it around age 5 or 6.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You are.
So Joe Exotic allegedly sought out a hit person to end up taking out a Jane Doe, which is believed to be Carol Baskin, because she says that there have been other videos on his YouTube channel where he's talked about executing her. He even posted a clip to Facebook showing himself shooting the head of a blow-up doll made up to look like Carol Baskin.
Hmm. Wow. Sounds $3,000 is how much he was going to pay the FBI informant. That always seems cheap. Whenever I hear these stories, I'm like, it seems like it should cost a lot more
like,
than $3,000.
What, 50 grand?
Yeah, that's exactly the number I had in my head. Because I've been doing research.
Yeah, have you been getting your numbers from killerforhire.net?
Yeah.
Dude, how do you even go about finding a hitman? Like, what is your method for that?
Unfortunately for Joe Exotic, he did not know either because he solicited an FBI agent.
Tyson, the same place you buy your exotic spiders that are black market.
Okay.
Probably, if you see an ad for a hitman, I think you should assume that it is actually an FBI agent. Like, it's a pretty easy trap to set.
Yeah,
so
on
weird.
Facebook on the sidebar. Looking to end a relationship, don't want the person around.
How naive would you have to be to just be like, you're going to put me in touch with the hitman? Okay, I'm going to trust you and him.
Yeah.
And then go along with it. Like, I don't think I could...
Yeah. What Joe Exotic should say is his defense was that he was trying to get in touch as a wrestling enthusiast with Bret the Hitman Hart. And he would think that, like, no, that's the hitman I was looking for. I thought that I didn't know I could just go on Book Cameo and talk to him for $150.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Is that how much he costs on Cameo?
Yes.
Are you on Cameo, Rob? And you looked into contacting the hitman?
I do a lot of coverage of what's going on Cameo on my Big Brother podcast, Tyson. Yes, I know everything about Cameo.
Cool.
Another chapter of Joe's life comes to a close. Yes. You know, that lady should be writing about Joe Exotic.
Right.
This is a book I would read.
it's a great novel. Mm-hmm. They should make a movie about him. But just if you're looking for a hitman and you see like on a bulletin board somewhere like, oh, hitman, and you take the little flyer thing, like that's you're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. Can I play this also? This is the video that was uploaded to Joe Exotic's Facebook page, the one that got him in trouble. Okay, this was from the Joe Exotic Facebook page.
You wanna know why? Carol Baskin better never, ever, ever see me face to face ever, ever, ever again.
Whoa, okay.
That is how sick and tired of this shit I am.
Yeah, so that was the clip of him shooting the doll.
How many that
is not
does it have?
That is not going to go over well
is
in
that
court
incriminating?
When they play that. Yeah, when they play that video, the jury's done. No need to deliberate.
Yeah,
really. I think that they probably just like looking at his hair and mustache will know that he's guilty.
Yeah, you know who probably feels really bad about this? The fourth place candidate for the Libertarian governorship of Oklahoma.
That guy beat me.
Yeah, he has to know that for the rest of his life, he's the guy who came after Joe Exotic.
Yeah,
I think it was Rupert, right?
It was Rupert. Yeah, but Rupert still brags about that. I was the only third party candidate to be a blah blah. I picture his outfit when he goes to court is going to be zebra tights. Mm-hmm. Zebra print tights, probably pink high top wrestling shoes.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's wearing like alligator boots.
Alligator boots. He's got the leather jacket that we see him in here. He only has one leather jacket and he wears it all the time, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's not wearing a hat in that picture that you're showing us right now, Rob.
But that's a mugshot.
What great
that's
a mugshot.
The
yeah.
Baseball hat off for the mugshot.
Oh, you have to have the baseball hat off. Okay.
I think so.
Well, good luck to whoever is actually telling the truth in this story.
Yeah.
If he's framed, then I hope he gets off. But if he's guilty, I hope he rots in prison.
My other favorite detail about Joe Exotic in his political campaign videos for president that at his rallies that he uses the same song that is the entrance music for Hulk Hogan, the I Am a Real American, which I feel like that he's really going for a Hogan look.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that if he would have ran for president in the 80s, he probably would have won?
Yeah, he should come out to his rallies and just like tear a t-shirt off.
Yep. Of his opponent.
A pre-torn t-shirt.
Yep.
Listen here, all you exotic maniacs, brother. I will be the next governor of Oklahoma.
But do you really want to model your whole thing after Hulk Hogan now? With all we know about the Hulk?
What you gonna do, Carol Baskin, when Joe Exotic runs wild on you?
Hey, brother. I don't even know all the stuff he says. My mom wouldn't let me watch wrestling as a child.
All right. Well, let's go from murder mystery to some news from the science department. Danny, scientists are spotting a lot of radioactivity coming from the alien galaxy. It's 3 billion light years away.
Billion light years. 3 billion light years. That is so far away. Does it even matter? Though? Yes.
Okay. Do you think that they responded to, they finally responded to the signal we put out in the 70s from the Carpenters?
Oh, man.
Welcome, occupants of interplanetary craft.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
No, that's not what's happening.
We are your friends.
Are the aliens demanding the release of Joe Exotic?
He's one of them.
That's why they're just sending the message now, at the perfect time to just... He was with us. We were probing him at the time. He could not have committed these crimes.
Yeah.
So let me wrap my head around this a little bit.
Yeah.
3 billion light years away. So we just have these receivers open and we've started getting a signal that they could have been shooting out forever and ever. Or it could be nothing.
What this is most likely is a civilization that destroyed itself during the Great Filter, and we're just seeing the last remnants of its destruction.
Dude, you said during
finally
the Great Filter, Danny?
Yeah, that's what they call like that moment that every civilization has to go through, and it's one of the reasons they think we've never been contacted is because something happens. There's some kind of filter that stops civilization at a certain point in development, and that's why we don't see anyone contacting us in our galaxy.
Oh, so even when you get so developed, God just snuffs you out?
Or like you open a black hole on your own planet, or you do something, you know, that's so destructive you destroy your planet.
We're within 5 years of that.
So every civilization eventually advances to the point to which it destroys itself. That's the great filter, and that's why there's no extraterrestrial activity.
Yeah, one thought is that mathematically there's 100 to 400 billion stars just in our galaxy, right? Mm-hmm. And the number of inhabitable planets most likely is a pretty large number. And so if you look at the math, we should be contacted or have some contact with an alien civilization, but we don't. So the question is why? And one of the things is, well, there must be some kind of great filter that every civilization has to go through. And one of the ideas is that they destroy themselves at a certain point of development, and we're headed on the same path.
So that they can't ever get the technology to get far enough into the universe because they've ended up destroying themselves before they reach that moment where they have the capacity to contact us or for us to contact them. So at the point where maybe the presidents of all the countries come out and are like, good news, guys, we finally developed a way to travel through time and space and contact. We know that the end is that day.
Yeah, so a lot of people thought that the particle accelerators at CERN would possibly usher in the demise of the world.
Yep.
Also, nukes pose an existential threat that could send us back to the Stone Age. So we are just now getting into an era where we could potentially destroy ourselves, and some future technology is lurking that will wipe us out. And so my thought is that maybe we're seeing the last scream of a civilization as they snuff themselves out.
That's interesting. Why would it end up being in the form of a blast of radio waves?
You know, like a scream into the dark.
So
just kind of like, shit!
it could be them trying to contact us, and as they hit that button, they didn't realize that the power of the broadcast would create a...
Maybe it's some sort of a message like, you don't have to go down the same road that we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like when they pushed the button, they didn't realize it was like sticking their entire planet into a giant microwave. Mm. Boom.
Okay. So, Danny, do you think that this could be some sort of a signal prior to an invasion?
That would be a mistake.
Yeah.
To send a signal prior to invasion. So
unless they're like
not.
The Native Americans who used to do that.
It could be they just want to show up and share some turkey with us, but that's usually not the case.
Also, if they're just now sending a threat, we've got 3 billion light years, as a lot, depending on how fast their Teslas go, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the whole book, The Three-Body Problem, is about, is like, you don't send a message to a planet. You just go and destroy it because of the reason Tyson said. If you send a message, it takes a certain amount of time, and in that time, they might be able to advance to a point where now they can
to weaponize,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they know you're out there.
Well, maybe there was one guy that was like, hey, let's go invade that planet. The other guy's like, no, don't do it. I got to warn them.
Well, yeah, that's also in the book.
Yeah.
A person from the alien planet warned.
What is this book, Danny? How did you get your hands on this?
Dune.
Yeah, this
It's alien. A pretty famous book. The Three-Body Problem, The Dark Forest, and then the one after it. Obama recommended it, which, you know, got a presidential recommendations, especially when it comes to sci-fi.
Do we need to start a book club on here, or maybe a Danny's book club where you recommend?
I don't think we're middle-aged women, so I don't think we can.
We can't. Start a book club. I think that would be definitely crossing the gender line.
Plus, book clubs aren't about reading, Tyson.
Oh,
they're about treats and gossip.
White wine.
Shitting on your husband.
All right.
Griping.
Yeah, every time we have a book club over here, it's just like, I don't know. You don't seem to be as good of a husband as my other friend's husband.
Is that what the radio signal from the aliens could be?
Complaining?
Yeah. It's a book club. You're thinking it's a galactic book club?
All right. We've got some other some stories to update our listeners. Longtime listeners should be very interested to hear some of these important updates. Danny, a new study says that young blood could be the secret to long-lasting health.
And people have known this for years, right? The whole vampire idea is built on this concept. This is just a clean, ethical way of getting young blood.
Okay. So the study was done on animals where they ended up taking plasma and gave it to older mice that did not develop age-related diseases after being given the young blood.
You know that someone's already tried this with human blood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do? You get like a transfusion? Is that what, in cycling, what do? Danny, they take your own blood and they spin it and they put it back into you.
Yeah. They spin their own blood and then they save it for later when they need the extra, blood.
But nobody's doing, okay, why don't I get, you know, some, virile young buck and get his blood? In
well, who knows?
Nobody's trying that.
Now they might, and I think I read about this, is what it does is it helps repair, and I don't know the science behind it, I'm just going to say a bunch of words I don't know the meaning of, but helps repair RNA. So whatever that means, and it helps you, you're at least just on a
science.
Cellular level, look younger.
Tyson, you've been a longtime proponent of the young blood, right?
Oh, for sure, dude. Actually, I saw this headline whenever it was posted on the Facebook page. And last night when I was holding Marlo, I was like, how much blood of hers would I have to drink that both of us could still, you know, survive? And
Interesting, Tyson.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. Look, the college kids or high school kids who do it, they get money, right? Blood is regenerated.
Mm-hmm.
And the old guys, they get to look younger so they can steal the teenagers' young 20-year-olds' girlfriends.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Okay. Well, I don't know if...
So you think that this is what Steal Your Grandma dude is using on Instagram?
Yeah, he's probably getting blood off the black market next to the poison spiders and the men for hire. It's right there.
So what do young we do? Blood. How do we get this young blood, Rob?
Well, right now you can go visit the co-founder of PayPal, Peter Thiel, and he has a startup in San Francisco called Ambrosia. And so for $8,000, they can give you teenage blood plasma for 2.5 liters.
$8,000.
And they pump 2 liters into your body immediately right there?
2.5, yeah.
Geez, that's a lot. The thing is if you pulled your own plasma out, and then injected yourself with it months later,
yeah,
you would feel good too.
That's what we talked about while you were gone.
Well, where did I go?
Yeah.
Now, hard to say.
I mean, if you really needed it, I don't know. I mean, it's not like $80,000.
Also, it's not like you're stealing the blood. It's all voluntary right now. It's just grown-ups giving blood to grown-ups.
Yeah. Do we have any Yelp reviews from the people that have had this done? Like, what does it do? What do you? I mean, what does that I would love to get you?
I would love to see that, like a Google review, like four, like a 3.5. Didn't feel any better after getting 2 liters of young blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But had diarrhea for a week.
Yeah. I mean, is there
and
a
vomiting
there of like, let me get, what do you got? College freshman. Okay, let me try that one.
Is it like an adoption agency? You get to see pictures
like, and see like how they tested on all their standardized testing.
Yeah. I think I'd like a handsome person's blood.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Oh,
that would you pay
that
more
kid.
For that.
It seems like a weirdo.
Street rat. Yeah. Yeah, that looks like a street rat.
So
don't want his
right.
blood.
We'll keep you updated on that. Another update for our listeners. We have Gwyneth Paltrow has had to pay $145,000 in a settlement because of some unproven claims of the health benefits of vaginal eggs, Danny.
Shocking, just
this
shocking
stupid.
That this isn't proven science.
This isn't enough to even penalize her for
that's, yeah,
propagating that's, fake medical advice.
Exactly what I thought. This is just a drop in the bucket. What does she care? She's still probably making that much in vaginal eggs every hour.
Yeah, exactly. In jade vaginal porous eggs.
Well, what does the vaginal egg allegedly do? She's saying that it cures depression, boosts orgasms, and vaginal muscle tone, increases feminine energy.
Yeah.
There's no scientific claims to those things, but I mean, are they untrue?
Well, what I'm thinking is maybe definitely untrue. What I'm thinking is this is going to uncork or un-egg the lawsuits. Like maybe this is just the first of many lawsuits to come.
This egg on her
and
face.
And this is just, yeah, she's going to get jade eggs all over her face as this will set a precedent, you know, that other people can use to say, hey, well, I tried this anal cinnamon stick and didn't get the benefits you claimed.
Danny, I thought the issue here was that there were gynecologists that came out and said that this is forget the health benefit.
There was.
This
was
this is dangerous.
It was
dangerous.
Yeah, to do that.
That's right.
Because the jade egg is porous, which can then harbor infection and disease.
Yeah.
That's right. She claims that the egg boosts orgasms, vaginal muscle tone, which I don't know why you need that all toned up, and feminine
well, if you're a bodybuilder, come on.
Feminine energy dubbed yoni. That could be true. That's the only claim she should have made is that it will increase feminine energy dubbed yoni, because that's
I mean, made up just, anyways.
It's made up anyway. Yeah, it's like this will improve your ability to control the force.
Yeah,
your midichlorian count will be through the roof.
Yeah, we'll go way up.
We'll skyrocket.
I get it if they came after her and said that you're telling people that there are some dangers to this, but it seems like that they're going after her for that. No, the health benefits are unscientific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You could go after her for this is maybe the tip
so
of the iceberg.
Things.
Like maybe there it just snowballs into a bunch of stuff and eventually she has to live with Martha Stewart.
This is why I regret not getting early in on the goop, because you get in early on the goop, you also get in early on the goop lawsuits.
Lawsuits, yeah. I always try to get into MLMs immediately, just knowing that a class action lawsuit is on the horizon.
Yeah, and also weight loss drugs. You always take all of those
you
all the time.
You always buy all of those all the time. If you could imagine being on the front wave of FenFen. We were too young for it, but we would be billionaires that couldn't even remember yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then here's another story that's really making the rounds about a man who was a 45-year-old virgin due to some defective equipment that he was born with.
Penis.
He received a bionic penis, and he is really making the tabloid rounds.
Maybe this is the great filter.
Yeah. Andrew Wardle. He was born without a penis and was finally able to have sex after surgeons built him one. The headline here from The Sun in the UK, it's big.
Yeah, but then it says, I could have gotten a bigger one.
I wonder if there's like a catalog you can cruise through.
Dude, I love this picture of like how it's happening. It's like the battery's in his scrotum, and then it has wires that go up to the... Mm-hmm.
He could have chosen even a bigger willy at 50,000K or 50,000 pounds.
Yeah, and then there was like this really odd photo shoot of him and his wife. Pictures on the bed, pictures outside. They took skin from his
arm. Here's something. Look at the bed. That is a hotel room.
Yeah, well,
look at the
maybe
carpet.
They didn't want to try it out at their house. Modeling shoots from his wife.
Here's the interesting thing is that they just pioneered
it's in his hand?
No, they had
the contraptions in his hand?
His arm. It takes skin from his arm.
Oh, I thought that he had like the activation thing button.
Mm-hmm. No, they can do wiener transplants. That's the thing, is why did he go bionic when he could have gone organic? I know they do
gotten a shark dong.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you go cross species, but I know that they've done at least two successful ones.
Like a duck corkscrewy thing.
So what's the advantage here? I mean, you got batteries you need to change. You've got wires.
Wait, so he has to open his scrotum and change the bats?
No, I don't think that they have to. I'm not sure how long the battery life is going to last, but I think that it would be for...
Probably just has to connect to a charger every once in a while, just sit
it
there
only
with
has
his
to last
scrotum
a couple
on a
more
wireless,
years.
On
well,
a wireless
so what
plate.
Would you rather have? Would you rather have a cadaver penis or a bionic penis?
I'm still going with shark penis.
Shark penis?
Can the bionic wiener open a can of soup? Because, I mean, if you're going to have a bionic anything, it should be multi-purpose, like a Swiss Army knife.
Couldn't you buy an alive dong from somebody, like, if the price was right? Like, if you were like, hey, Tyson, can I have your dong for, like, $300 million? I'd be like, absolutely.
Yeah, like you're out there shopping for exotic spiders or hitmen or young blood, and right there you're like, oh, here we go.
Rob, how much would you take to donate your dong to somebody?
$1 million.
Am I getting the bionic one, or
you can do whatever you want with the money that you have?
No, you become a Ken Barbie. Yeah.
No, you can do whatever you want with the money you have. You become a Ken Barbie unless you procure something. You can procure something because obviously, if it's enough money,
I'm gonna say no deal.
No deal.
No deal.
Danny.
No, money's not that big of a deal.
My wife would say, I'm crazy. Take the, we'll take it.
Oh, dude, I would start at $100 million and then work my way down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess it might be more appealing if the bionic one could do really cool stuff, like be a movie projector, shoot fire. Take phone calls.
Be a movie projector.
Your wife could program it to have like a fingerprint reading on it so that you can't get arrested
by
anyone
the
but
the wife
her.
Would like that. Mm-hmm, or if it could scan, at the grocery store, give me price checks. Just thinking, if it could do a lot of that stuff, I'd be more interested. But this
it
thing
could
is
scan
just,
signs and translate them into your native tongue.
Google Translate.
Built right in.
Yeah. All right. And then we have a story about a airline which has been behaving badly. Danny, I don't think I have this story up on the screen. Could you take us through what's going on here?
We've come across several stories of airline passengers behaving badly, peeing. Mm-hmm. Like that woman that squatted down in the back of the plane. There seems to be a lot of urination in planes. And we always sit there and we're like, what are they doing? What are the passengers doing? But what this story is a story about American Airlines telling passengers to urinate in plastic bags and bottles during a flight to Hawaii. So that's a pretty common trip for you, Tyson.
Yeah, and it's American Airlines, which is also common.
Your favorite.
It's not my favorite. It's the most convenient on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So a passenger filmed her conversation with a flight attendant who told her that the toilets were overflowing and she was told to pee in a bag, which my boys would love that. Mm-hmm. Like that would be a dream come true. But for adults, that's not something you want to do.
Yeah. Let's see. I've got some of the YouTube video. Want to hear this?
Good evening. Only on 12 News. Some incredible video from a Valley woman. This was taken on an American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Hawaii.
Ah.
As you can see, it shows a flight attendant suggesting that the woman, quote, pee in a plastic bag.
Team 12's Nicole Zimak is with us tonight to talk to. She spoke to the woman at the center of this tense time at 30,000 feet. And Nicole, how did this happen?
Well, Creamy, that's not exactly clear, but one way or another, it appears that the bathrooms on this plane stopped working. And as you just heard right there, the woman tells us that she was hearing people, flight attendants, telling passengers to pee in plastic bags and bottles.
Thankfully, nobody had to go number two on this flight.
Yeah, a plastic bottle filled with pee is called a piss bomb. And it's risky to pee into a bottle for several reasons, because you don't know how much you have inside of you.
Yeah.
And once you start the flow, you better pray that it ends before you get to the top, or else you've got a real mess on your hands.
Here's the other thing. Everybody tells you that flights are dehydrating because the air and whatever's going on. If they'd stop telling people that, then people would stop drinking so much on the planes.
Yeah.
Like, I am pounding water on the plane because I'm like, I got to stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. It's important. You want to be jet lagged, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When I was a scout, a kid peed into a bag and threw it out the van window. And I remember he did fill up the bag a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember when it hit the ground behind the van, it did splash all over the car directly behind. It's just a messy way to handle human waste.
When I was on a cycling team in Europe, we used to just hang our wieners out the window of the van and pee onto the side of the van.
No. With a bionic penis, Tyson.
Onto the side of the van.
That's what I was going to say. It doesn't go out the window and into the air. It
goes on the side of the van. Yeah.
All right. So be on the lookout for flights. Should people bring their own bags, Danny, next time they fly?
To pee into? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Bring a bag and a rubber band so you can really get a good seal.
Yeah, then you can bring an opaque bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's a good idea as well. So no one has to stare at your piss bomb.
People say, oh, I won't.
No, but you need to kind of see if you're hydrated or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can look into the bag, like hold it open. And then
shut holding
it.
A plastic bag open on a flight filled with urine is definitely.
You know what? Tyson's the only one who has to worry about that. This is his flight right here, Phoenix to Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
It was Phoenix to Hawaii?
Yes, it was Phoenix to Hawaii. Yes. That's.
Oh,
be careful, Tyson.
God, dude. I got to get on and see if flight prices have dropped.
Tyson, should the urine bag be standard issue for all airline passengers? Would that avoid a lot of these problems?
I think for all American airline passengers, what would avoid the most problems is if they just turned every single seat into a toilet with like a hole cut out. And then nobody would have to get up and... Yeah, it's invasive at first, but I think he'd learn to deal with that.
Look, if pee bags and diapers are good enough for astronauts, some of the best, how is it any worse for
an NASCAR driver
passenger? And NASCAR drivers, come on, you're saying you're better than an astronaut?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, you're not. You're a
astronauts are the peak of society.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. And you're just a greyhounder, so just do it. Yeah.
All right. Before we get to Danny's bolt hole, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Dish, who make the Tailgater Pro, the portable satellite antenna. So much traveling going on. Forget these airlines that we're talking about. When you're traveling on the road, take your HD TV with you with the Dish Tailgater Pro. Because what's more relaxing than watching TV outdoors? Take your favorite shows with you. You could watch news and sports anywhere in crystal clear HD, no matter where you are, and only pay for the months that you use. Dish offers pay-as-you-go programming from $34.99 a month with no contracts or credit checks. Activate your subscription whenever you want and then turn it off when you're done, and no Wi-Fi signal is required. Say goodbye to constant buffering, searching for spotty Wi-Fi and other connectivity issues forever. Plus, it's rugged, weatherproof, and weighs just 8 pounds, which means you could haul it wherever you want and just forget about it. Wait till you see it in person. It's very cool with a smoke dome cover. The aliens with the radio signals are going to be so impressed. Forget having to access something 3 billion light years away with the Dish Tailgater Pro. TV Outdoors does not have to be expensive. The Dish Tailgater Pro is one of the most affordable portable satellite antennas on the market, saving you over $1,000 versus comparable systems. You don't even need to be a Dish subscriber to get Dish Outdoors. So call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Dish Tailgater Pro and Dish Receiver Bundle. Some restrictions may apply. No restrictions apply for Danny's Bolt Hall coming up right now. Here we go, Danny.
Welcome to my Bolt Hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal emission.
Yeah.
So good every time. That going to get us through our hump day to the weekend. Yep.
Guys, everyone's looking for love. Yep. I mean, we've all found it. Mm-hmm. Lucky us.
Lucky.
But I'm still looking.
But most people are looking for
We're
love.
We're all still looking for more love.
Mm-hmm. Or an approximation.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't end. Like, there's no age limit to love.
No.
It's just, you know, you could be on your deathbed still looking for love. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
At the college.
And there's lots of ways to find it. The millennials use Tinder and other weird apps.
Mm-hmm.
But an old guy named Sir Benjamin Slade, he's 72. He's trying something different. He's a millionaire, and I believe he's an aristocrat, a baron.
If you're not a millionaire at 72, then...
just, it's probably not happening.
Yes. Just, probably not happening.
Anyway, this Sir Benjamin Slade, last year, he sent out a message to all the women in the world.
How did he send it?
On TV, because a millionaire radio can get on TV whenever he wants. No, he doesn't even have to use the radio. He's just like, hi, I'm an aristocrat millionaire. Can I get on your show? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he put a shout out for a wife, said she had to be a breeder. Said she had to be no taller than breeder. She had to be no taller than 5'6".
Did he say breeder or did
he said
just
breeder?
Say,
yeah,
really.
Between 30 and 40.
I mean, that's creepy, eccentric millionaire talk.
Yeah,
no,
but I mean, in the millionaire world, that's pretty normal.
Well, he, why can't you just say able to have a child?
Well, breeder sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
she must possess a gun license and be castle trained. Whatever the
Castle of course, Castle trained. Trained. Finishing school.
Probably finishing school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why would he want a wife that can use a gun?
To protect
him. He loves hunting.
Oh.
He's a big hunter.
Of course he is. He goes on those fox hunts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's also offering $50,000 a year in pocket money.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to live in his big estate.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's sweetened the deal. He came back. It's 2018. Some things have changed. So now he's got to change his whole deal. Now he's offering access to his credit card. Mm-hmm. He's telling the women that he constantly goes away on lavish trips.
Without them or with them?
He'll take them. And that he's just looking for romance.
What about the will? I think that will she be included in the will?
That's actually a good question. That can be, you can work out those details once.
And how bad looking is this dude that his first offer wasn't snapped?
Okay, now close your eyes, Tyson, and do your best to envision a British aristocrat.
Stop. I've had enough.
He's got a double-breasted suit in this interview, the most recent one, a nice blue tie. He's got one of those things coming out of the pocket. He looks very stylish.
How does his neck flab look?
It's moderate. It's not too extreme.
Teeth?
Yeah, he's just looking for love. He's just gone about it in a very ham-fisted way. I don't know if he's offering ham as part of the deal, but it's just, it's
what
interesting.
About fists?
Nobody has taken him up. That's just, is that shocking? No one has taken him up on his offer
that
of money
incredible.
For a breeder.
Do you think that I could get in on that somehow?
I don't know. Do you have, can you give birth to a baby? He wants children, it sounds like. He did talk about adoption, but he wants children at 72. My guess is that he's never had children.
Yeah, then he wouldn't want them if he's had them.
Yeah, he has no idea what having a kid at 72 would mean. I find that also interesting.
I know exactly what it would mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only have kids at 72 if you're super rich, which he
is. This guy. Yeah, then you're like, oh, hi, child. You see him on the day they're born, and then you see him once again on the day you die.
Yeah, they call him Sir Benjamin Slade. Got a cool name.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as being called, like, Lord Sandwich of the Admiralty, which was the coolest title ever. It's just interesting that he came out. He should have said he wanted romance on the first pitch.
Yeah.
Right? He, now on his 2018 pitch, he's saying, I now say I want romance.
Yeah.
I want to give you my credit card.
Tack too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a turn off.
I want to give you my credit card so you can shop until you drop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take you to exotic places, and I love gorgeous meals, and I rush off on secret holidays.
I need to know what this guy's net worth is before I jump into a romantic.
Look at this picture, Tyson.
Yeah, but that could be at a fancy hotel. That could be like
house in the background. It looks very old.
He could have walked into a bank and snapped that photo real quick. Like, that's we don't know. Mm-hmm.
They do say he's a multimillionaire, whatever that means.
Yeah, but multi only means two.
And then it lists his, he also wants the woman to be CEO of his current many, many occupations.
Oh. Which is what? What kind of salary is that? He's not given enough financial information for me to really want to go balls deep.
But maybe once you show an interest, you can get a look at the books, right? He says that he recently dated a woman who went off with his handyman. That's so cliche. I mean,
that's pretty.
That's also kind of sad. How long do you think it would take before I'm castle trained?
Yeah, you're going to have to go through some serious education on castle training. I don't know what that means, but you should get it anyway, regardless, Tyson.
Okay, just in case. The next guy. Even if this guy won't take me, maybe the next guy will.
Exactly. It's good to just be prepared for the next rich baron who is willing.
Looking for a
slightly older gentleman to be his companion.
I'm slightly older?
Yeah.
Well, you're not like a young man.
He's got a lot of dogs.
Like, you can't even give him blood, Tyson. He's not looking for your blood.
I could probably get... You don't think that my 40-year-old blood would... He'd take
it's
it,
It's worthless
dude.
On the market. No, he wouldn't take your 40... he's got millions. He can get young blood if he wants. He's not using old
blood.
Yeah,
but a lot of these young guys, they don't even eat as healthy as I do, and I don't
But that's not what it's about. It's about young blood and the healing properties of that blood. It hasn't been destroyed by time and age, Tyson. Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm constantly generating new blood too, bro.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the healing properties of young blood. I'm telling you, if you're going to give $50,000 in allowance, free reign of the credit card, be ushered away on secret trips, Tyson.
But Tyson's not a breeder.
No, we're talking about another situation. He's going to want young blood because at the very end of the day, after you've had a good time, you've been rushed off on that secret vacation, he's going to want you to sit down in a chair, hook you up to an IV machine, and drain a little bit of blood. Well, not dry. You don't want to do that, but you do.
He wants to, but I have to. That's where I have to be very aware is be like, that's as much blood as I can give right now.
I need to eat a chocolate chip cookie and get hydrated before I can give more.
Before I can get you more.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's old. He does things the old way. Hasn't really been updated on current,
trends.
Right.
Trends.
And especially, he doesn't have any other children, so I feel like that there would be a healthy inheritance, you would imagine, for the breeder in question.
Yeah, if you decide to be his breeder, which is, I don't know if that's an actual aristocratic title.
Nicole Smith thing where you could, somebody could.
Yeah, women do it all the time. I don't know why he's having such a hard time. This is something that some women do as a financial avenue.
Maybe millennials don't care about this anymore. They don't care about financial stability. Yeah.
Is 30 to 40 millennial? I don't think so.
30 is.
30 is. 40's not.
So he's willing to... Yeah, maybe millennials aren't into this, but he could find a non-millennial, a Gen Xer. Or
well, I'm a Gen Xer, and I'm
Tyson,
practically
again,
groveling at his
feet. I feel
feet.
Like I have to constantly say he's not looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not interested.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Maybe if he'd be more open-minded.
You're not a breeder. You got to be a breeder.
I had two kids.
And no taller than 5'6".
Oh,
yeah, right
where,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I write him and tell him I'm interested, but I'm 6'3"? Yeah.
I know like 5 Survivor ladies that would, take this guy up in a heartbeat.
Jump Are they 30 to 40?
Some of them.
Well, I just watched Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah,
and
all of
I've seen the things those people are doing for love. Mm-hmm. That none of that is less demeaning or any less demeaning than what this guy's asking.
Yeah. You say demeaning, I say hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this could be hilarious too.
It could be.
I don't know how many of them are castle trained.
None of them.
Yeah,
I can tell you that none of them are castle trained.
We know they're not castle trained. Plus, they don't probably have the proper paperwork for gun. Mm-hmm. Licensing in
I bet some of them do.
All right. Well, Danny, keep us posted. Anything else in the ball hall?
No, just this one job opportunity. Just wanted to give a shout out to anyone looking.
Okay.
So the airline passenger of the week was actually the airline.
Airline. Mm-hmm. Yep.
American Airlines. I have a feeling they're going to be at the top of that list a lot.
Yeah. Steven says United.
He's wrong.
I think it goes Spirit. Then American
Wings airline, right?
No,
yeah,
American,
but we're talking American. Domestic
I think
flights.
American's going to start crushing it. They're the largest airline in the world, and their CEO is completely unapologetic about every bad thing they've ever done.
Yeah, well, they would just be apologizing all day.
Yeah, they would, but instead they're just like, well, if it makes us more money.
He's probably out looking for a breeder. He doesn't have time to apologize for
you
all
think
of his
this is him?
Problems.
You think this guy is him?
CEO of American Airlines.
No, I just think all millionaires are probably looking for breeders.
Yeah, they probably are. That's like what they do. They get into their office. They make sure their screen isn't facing their door. And they just browse the internet for breeders.
Is it possible when he said he was looking for a breeder? And the guy has like four or five dogs in every picture. Is it possible he's looking for someone to help him with his dog breeding?
That could
be. Can we not look into that so we could just assume he was talking about
women?
I'm
looking for a breeder, somebody who will take care of my 19 dogs.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part in Willow, the greatest movie ever, starring Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm.
And maybe one of the first films I ever saw in a movie theater.
Yeah, when the guy comes out and says to the woman, "Wanna breed?" I kind of picture like that's his pickup line when he goes to the bar. Wanna breed?
And another update from last week's show. Apparently, my looking up all of the Axe body spray scents has now put me on a list where I got an email from Amazon.com about all the different. Here's something you might be interested in, and it's all Axe body spray and cologne.
And how much of it did you buy?
None. No, I just
that's a shame.
Now I'm on a list.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to start the Amazon wish list up again because it is Rob's birthday in like, what, a month?
Oh, a month and change, yeah.
A month and change. We can all get him some Axe body spray.
Sure. This guy could use the Axe body spray too.
Who? I guarantee you he uses a ton.
Yeah. All right. So let's start to wrap this thing up. Tyson, do we have any reviews we want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you stall for me?
All right. Go ahead. If you want to leave us any reviews or star ratings, you can always go to our Apple podcast page. Go to newsaf.news for that one.
Yeah. And also, Rob, we're going to be in Reno in a month and change as well. Yeah.
Join Tyson and myself, Boston Rob, and a cast of wonderful people at Running Up Reno. We'll be back the week of October 22nd, 2018. So join us and we'll have our live Survivor recap on the night of the 24th.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I'm going to a charity poker tournament in Las Vegas the end of September as well that everyone is welcome to join.
And you were going to be there.
I'm going to be there so far.
What do you mean so far?
No, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Excluding weird circumstances, I will be there to say hi and to take pictures of you
for my own private
collection.
Recently, from someone who is going, but they were concerned that you might not be going.
Who was that?
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
They're concerned
Do they want me to go?
They want you to go. They're concerned that they won't have anybody to hang out with if you flake out. I said Tyson is going to too many easy marks at this poker tournament for Tyson to miss out.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of reality people there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's see. Let's see if we...
Let me get Danny's plugs out of the way.
Okay.
Danny.
Danny, yeah, what you got going
on? What do you want to plug?
I got these new quartz eggs I'm selling. They, you insert them.
Yes.
They help strengthen your sphincter.
Okay,
so
cool.
So you can hold your poos for longer.
That's not good. I don't think that's good on any account.
No, I think that's good. If you're, I've noticed that a lot of times when you need the toilet and you're getting close to your house, your body just wants to get rid of it because it knows that the time is coming. So this just strengthens you for the last, you know, final moments before you get to your house.
Maybe I'll get that from my kids who could not make it in the 2-hour car ride from my Legoland back to my house yesterday. We needed to stop.
No. For that, what you want to do is buy my Danny's special pee bags. I'll be selling those soon on my website. That's what I want to plug.
Right, we got 1 hour in the car before we needed a mandatory bathroom break.
Not enough.
All right, Tyson, you got
Tyson.
These reviews or we'll save them for next week?
Well, we don't have any fresh ones, but we have some that I don't think we've used yet. Okay. And this is from Robert, who actually commented earlier in the podcast before we started.
Yes.
Tyson is my dad, 5 stars, by Disney Geek Robert. Did I already read this one?
I don't think so.
Nope. I love my father, Tyson, and I care very much for his well-being. Rob and Skeeter, please be nice to Tyson and don't share news stories that will cause him to go to bed angry. I care for his happiness. You did it, guys. Now I'll go watch the Emoji Movie.
Yes.
Robert Ford.
Thank you.
It's too late. We've already upset you with 3 stories. You should have read this before the podcast.
I should have.
All right. Well, thanks everybody who checked out the show here live today and also in the podcast version. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting it all together. Be sure to follow Tyson on social media as well. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Thanks again to Dish for sponsoring today's episode of the podcast. You heard us talk about the Dish Tailgater Pro. To experience the joy of HDTV outdoors and get $50 off your own Tailgater Pro bundle, it's the one with the clear dome. Call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com and use promo code PRO50 at checkout. Some restrictions may apply.